AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you. Cliff Schechter will join us here in a little bit. Eric is with me right now. Eric, I went out to a park today, and I think we have to reiterate something. From the way we understand Governor Walz's announcement, is that if you want to go to a park, you can still go to a park and hike around. And most state parks are going to be still open and all this stuff. We inferred this off the hunting and fishing.
Yeah, and I actually looked at the FAQ on the government website yesterday, and
yes,
it said as much.
So basically, I can, if I'm at my house, I can get my family into a car, go to Bede Makaska, and go hike around that, as long as I do my social distancing, keep people at the safe distance. As long as I do that, you can still do that, correct?
Correct.
All right. Go out to Purgatory Park, which is out in Minnetonka, off of Excelsior Boulevard. And the place was packed. Now, I don't even know if you understand how exercise works. You can't get it all in one day. You know, it's
oh, damn it.
It's not like Pokemon Go. Okay. Yeah. You have to kind of, it is kind of more of a long-term thing.
Can't cram.
You also can go outside your house here. I mean, if there was a mistake made by the governor yesterday, it was the fact that frantically about 5:30, you started seeing the posts coming on out. For goodness sakes, this doesn't mean you have to go buy out your grocery store tonight, okay? The understanding is that there are a lot of people that hear this, you know, hunker down, stay at home. It is an executive order, but it's not an order. I mean, no one's going to get tickets or anything like this. It just is. This is how we stop the coronavirus from spreading. But he was kind of putting it out there, he clearly is like, uh-oh, we're going to have a run. I didn't realize the runs were going to be on running, though. You know, people going on out and, taking their dogs on out. And so I went out just hiking around. I'll post some pictures of every park I'm going to right now.
This is yesterday?
This is today.
Oh, okay.
The cars were, not only was the parking lot full, the cars were lined up on the side of the road all the way out to Excelsior Boulevard. I'm like, it's great to see everyone out here, but aren't I supposed to be keeping social distance? Yeah, it's a big enough park.
I think a lot of it is people are just off of work. I'm like, oh, let's go to the park.
It's great. I mean,
I
don't know if you even could put a bright side to this cloud, but you know, the fact that there are a lot of people who are getting out, walking. I have never seen as many people walking in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I was talking to Brett about that the other day. Mm. And I've never seen so many people just out taking strolls, walking their dogs.
Walking. It just is the amount of people that are doing this right now it's nice. And a lot of parks. You know, this is one of the nice things about Minnesota particularly. We have a lot of really nice parks. We really do. A lot of places where you can go on out. And if you're at Purgatory, I mean, you're surrounded in Minnetonka by a lot of big houses. But there are points where you're like, oh, I'm out in the wilderness. It feels nice. And, it really is nice that we are able to get out there and enjoy this. I just, you don't have to stay in. It's not like you are restricted to your interior of your house come Friday. It is, you do have some leeway with that. I want to give you that heads up, as well as also talk about my trips to the grocery store today. Because I went on Thursday is the day I always do it. I mean, I heard the governor, I better go get as many cans of Spam as I possibly can. I like Spam. I mean, maybe it's the fishing trip in me. Like my dad used to drag us out, and that's what we'd have Spam sandwiches sometimes. I always hated it when it was cold. You know, I always prefer it a little warmed up in a skillet.
Oh yeah, Spam is pretty gross. I don't mind fried Spam.
It's a rough take. It's a rough take, but I don't mind that. So I go to the store now. I will give some positivity today. Between the Cub Foods I went to and the Target store I went to, everything was back in stock. Apparently, we have reopened up the U.S. reserve of frozen pizzas. Because the last week I went there, I posted the picture of the frozen pizza empty. They have restocked. Thank gosh frozen pizza's back. I was a little concerned because it was kind of – there was a Home Alone quality to the food that was out at the grocery store. Chips were gone. Pizza was gone. Ice cream was gone. I'm like, are the six-year-olds shopping right now? We have plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables available. Those didn't get touched.
They're the only ones safe from the virus. We have to send out our seven-year-olds.
No. Well, we could go with what they did in South Dakota yesterday. Just skip past that. Go listen to the show. Needless to say, they've restocked a lot of things. As a matter of fact, I want to make sure everyone understands. When I went this morning, now I was there at 7, but I got done back home by 9:30. So you just get up in the morning, you get going, hand sanitizer, check. Tissues, check. Paper towel, check. Napkins, check. All the food, pasta was back. Pasta back in with force, too. Check. Meat was a little bit. I mean, there was some, there's a lot of ground beef, a lot of pork products. Chicken was, you had chicken breast, but there weren't any whole chickens. But ground turkey was back. Okay, check, check, and check. I'll just kind of adjust my meal schedules as we go there. Fruits and vegetables, they were a little lighter, but they still were in abundance. Check. There you go, some positivity. Now, what wasn't there? There are two things I noticed specifically. Well, one is I get that whole nutmeg. Have you ever gotten whole nutmeg and then, grated it right into food as you need it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's delicious. The powdered stuff, the ground stuff, it's just not a fair comparison. If my third thing that I was missing was whole nutmeg so I could grind it into, say, my oatmeal and stuff like that, pancakes – I don't have that. It was a pretty good trip to the grocery store because most of the times prior to coronavirus, I couldn't find that. So, okay. Could not find Lysol. Pretty much all the disinfectant stuff was gone. And toilet paper. But I had an interesting, I think I have figured out the toilet paper. Why the toilet paper is just disappearing every time. And it happened this morning. I was at the store. And I was talking to a person there, and they said, well, the good news is we have some toilet paper today. And I didn't even go over there and look because I was presuming it was going to be out. I'm like, okay, off I go. So I head on over. I get there, and it's pretty pick clean. There is one guy who's got 6 packages in his cart. There are also 4 older gentlemen who are there at that point. And I am like, oh, well, I guess it's gone. And okay, here's Johnny Chauncey over here with 6 packs of it while everyone else gets none. Well, the store, one of the employees comes over to the guy with the 6 packages in his cart and says, sir, I'm sorry, you can't take all 6. There's only 6 left. You can't just take all 6. To which the guy comes on out and goes, I do it all the time. I'm doing shopping. I'm shopping for 6 people right now. And he shows his little, I'm working on one of these paid shopper people. He's probably – the guy looks at it and says, I don't care. You can't do this. He goes, well, I'm not shopping for myself. I'm shopping for 6 people. So this is 6 customers. Why can't I take this? Well, because we're not going to let you, train this. And so the guy makes the comment and goes, well, so you're telling me I can't take it now. I've been able to do that before. Aha. Aha. The guy says no, but what you can do is if you'd like, you can just put them on the shelf, go pay for your groceries, then come on back in and get 2 more if you'd like. To which the guy, all right, he doesn't want to, ruin his gig. So he basically puts the 4 packs on, and as he does so, he sees me and the 4 elderly gentlemen watching him. And he realizes, oh, I'm not going to get these. These are going to be gone in about 2 seconds. And he turns to the employee and says, you're really screwing up my tips. Oh, really? So the guy leaves the 4. I let the 4 older gentlemen take the toilet paper. I've got enough at home that I can get through next week. So I let them take it, which, by the way, they all seem to be very excited about the fact that they had toilet paper. And so I feel good about that. But I think we've figured out the mystery here. Because don't get me wrong. I mean, there was initially just absolute jackasses who ran to every store and bought up every roll they could and then ran up on eBay and ran up on Amazon and said, rare collector's item toilet paper, $80. Because they're horrible human beings. And I know that they might be listening to me right now and said, well, I'm horrible human beings. It's got a lot of money. I don't give a rat's caboose. You're a horrible human being. And no one likes you, okay? Just I'll say it because no one else will. No one likes you, Johnny Price Gouge. So, but I mean, and that was initially. And, of course, we've had some pretty spectacular stories. The guys in Tennessee that ran through Kentucky and Tennessee and bought all the hand sanitizer and then were offering it up online and then got shut down. And then they did the New York Times story where they were bellyaching about, no, we don't have any place to sell our hand sanitizer, which I guess they were trying to turn themselves into sympathetic victims. But the reality is everyone's like, you sons of bees. And basically they ended up donating, you know, this hand sanitizer to other people because they realized that no one was really happy with them. But it makes a tremendous amount of sense that these paid shoppers are storming these stores at the earliest time. They're running in there. They're getting in as early as they can and taking every roll of toilet paper they can because I guarantee you, as the guy said, there are tips involved. And if he all of a sudden shows up at the house and he doesn't have anything else in his basket, but he's got a roll of toilet paper that they asked for, I guarantee you he's going to get his tip. And so I need to know, and I think this is something that the state government should actually check in on. Can't we put in rules? And I understand, people, this is their business. They're doing the shopping. But the reality is we should not have one person or two people walking into a store and taking every bit of toilet paper they've got at 7:02 in the morning. Because they just don't – they basically are looking to make sure their tips are the – you know, are covered. I don't know if there are rules about this, but I think that there should be. And kudos to the employee at the store who basically stepped in and said, I don't care. You can't take all those rolls. I think this is what's happening. I think we're basically being these professional shoppers, these people that are shopping. They're showing up and running through the store 6-7 times, pulling as many rolls of toilet paper out as they can so that they get tipped well when they drop off their groceries. And once again, if I can just say, get off your butts. I mean, what are you doing right now? We're kind of in social distancing. It's not like your agenda is probably full anyway. You got a big dance card going right now? No, I doubt it. Why don't you go and do your own shopping and you know, stop paying people to basically, you know, be your supplier, for lack of a better way to say it. But I think I figured this out. I think I've caught you guys. And I think we should have a law in this state that says even if they are professional shoppers, they can't drain a store of toilet paper in a crisis or any product for that matter. They shouldn't be able to walk in. If you got, you know, only 20 boxes of pasta, they shouldn't be able to go down there and hoard them all because they're looking to get tips. 952-946-6205. Let's get Gary on in here. Why not? Gary in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary.
Yeah, Matt, I just wanted to make a point. You know, ever since I can remember, we've been talking about to national security. You know, the Defense Department in the old days was called the Department of War. And, you know, I wonder about these endless wars. How much good are they doing, especially the Mideast, all these bombings? Aren't they making us more enemies? And the money is unlimited, the Pentagon. We don't know how much they're ripping us off. They don't keep records. But what I want to say is now we got a real threat. And what the heck, they ain't ready for it. They took away the draft, so we wasn't ready to tell about all this war.
Thanks, Gare. Okay, let's take a break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Once again, Schechter joining us. We'll give you the Minnesota update when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Is your business being pulled under by a tide of constant threats? hackers, ransomware, security breaches? What if you had people who could navigate you to safe water, then teach you how to swim? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld of Rymark with a unique offer, a free security assessment. We'll uncover hidden threats, hidden costs, and hidden opportunities to help navigate your business. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RymarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for more than 25 years. My company has been awarded more than 5 national awards for craftsmanship. You won't find somebody who loves their job more than me. I've devoted my life to my family, my craft, my business, and to the people who trust me with their projects. And I'm happier for doing it. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com to learn more.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
We use technology every day to help manage our lives. Why not use it to help manage your medications? St. Paul Corner Drug offers several free tools to keep you on track while taking your medications. Use our mobile app to quickly order a refill, or the Meds on Cue application, which turns your smartphone or tablet into your very own personal medication attendant. Email and text messaging options let you know when your medication is ready for pickup, making efficient use of your time. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
Rudy Luther Toyota is caught up in the coronavirus just like the rest of us, but they also understand many people still need their vehicle running smoothly. Rudy Luther Toyota has their service department open for business, but don't worry. They have the social distancing requirement down. They're working with a reduced staff who are constantly sanitizing and cleaning all touch points as they go. Feel free to use the outside vehicle drop-off, and you can pay remotely to limit exposure. And, of course, you get Rudy Luther's top-notch guaranteed service. We'll get through this together. For social distancing with a smile, it's Rudy Luther Toyota on 394 and 169 in Golden Valley. Julie commenting on the AM 950 live stream right now. It's radio for your eyes. Hello there. Where are you finding hand sanitizer? I still can't find it anywhere. Target in St. Louis Park over by Knollwood. They had tons, and it was a one. You can only get one, but they had some. So there you go. There's like this. Chris commenting, joggers need to try walking or at least try social distancing. No one appreciates their huffing, coughing, and running over people. I will say this. The joggers really do kind of get into that personal space a little bit more. You got to be careful there. So far, though, I mean, it's rare, though. I mean, I got to tell you the truth. Of all the walks I've done in the last 2 weeks, it's rare that you get to a point where you have even kind of a traffic jam of any kind on any of these walkways. So 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Minnesota update, second Minnesotan has died of COVID-19, an illness caused by the novel coronavirus. The death of a Ramsey County resident in the 80s age range was reported on Thursday by the Minnesota Department of Health, along with 59 newly confirmed infections. The state has now identified 346 cases since March 6, including 41 people who needed hospital care with an age range of 5 months to 104 years. 31 Minnesotans are currently hospitalized for COVID-19, a respiratory illness. Roughly 80% of infections result with mild symptoms. So far, 134 of Minnesotans with confirmed cases have recovered. So once again, good news there. 134 cases have recovered and are no longer required to isolate themselves as part of that. But once again, as we've talked about, you can get this again, so you got to be careful still. The new figures come as Minnesota's government and health authorities switched to a pandemic response to spreading out the increase in cases to pushing that surge back so hospitals can have more time to repair. So prepare there. So, you know, it is increasing. The governor was on this afternoon. That 104-year-old, by the way, all of a sudden just dawned on me, 104 would mean what, 1916, right? He was around for the 1918 flu pandemic, too. Gosh. You're two for two, sir. Wow. The once again, this afternoon, They're talking about their concern about outstate Minnesota. There's not a lot of ICU units out there. They're not able to absorb a lot of cases. At some point that all this will be in all 87 counties. It's something we've just got to anticipate at this point. They're getting a high volume of call reports of discrimination against Asian Americans in response to the virus. Thanks, Donald Trump. That's, basically, I don't know if you saw this. The G7 was going to release a statement about this, and they decided against it because Trump insisted on calling it the Wuhan flu. And they said, no, it's not the Wuhan flu. It's coronavirus. It's COVID-19. And so they basically, he refused. He threw a temper tantrum. And yeah, that's all you need to know about this. We're not at the point where we're going to be, criminalizing people who go get bread or anything like that. So just, you want to keep that in mind as well. Not great news. It's expanding. Once again, Governor Walz yesterday made it sure seem like that even if we are able to spread this out, there's a decent chance that half of Minnesotans are going to get coronavirus, which is, I understand you're planning, you're prepping, but still, social distancing, that's the key. That is the key. Randy is in St. Cloud. Let's get to Randy here before I get into some other news. Welcome in, Randy.
Hey, thanks. One, on the professional shoppers, they're probably making fairly low wages, and tips are a big part of it. And if they're not doing that, they're not doing anything. And like me, I'm a freelance worker. I can't work from home because I install audiovisual equipment,
okay. And
they won't let me do it from home. So I don't have my tax return set up for automatic deposit, which means my $1,200 check is going to possibly come in 4 months.
Well, and that's something, and Randy, that's something I'm going to talk a little bit with Cliff Schechter about. That's something else. I will say this, going back to the grocery, and I don't want to underestimate the fact that you're freelance and you're looking for tips. I get that. But we're not talking about something that's widely available, and I don't care if it is a person shopping for six people, and I understand that there might be tips. If there's some elderly gentlemen that they're using Kleenex in their house or paper towel or whatever they can find, the newsprint, I think we're at a point where the concern over a freelancer's tips is a secondary issue. And we have to make sure that the masses have access to the product.
Well, and I understand that too, but I understand their point because they're just trying to get by. The fact that I don't ever want to hear how are we going to pay for it again.
Oh, gee.
They're giving $4.5 trillion. It's not $500 billion because they get to times 10 it, use it as a down, just like the banks don't keep all the money in the bank. They only need 10% of what they're loaning.
And Randy, I'm going to thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. Here's what I will say is reminder of yourself, because the second Biden gets into office, the first thing that all these, what about the deficit? And I just get ready, scream at them in the top of their faces. You never once cared about the deficit until the Democrats get into office. So shut your pie hole. Thank you very much. It's about time we started screaming that at their faces. And you know what? Fine. You want to concern yourself with the deficit? Let's bring back the wealth taxes again. Let's bring back, once you get past $10 million, you're in an 80% tax bracket. 80% of your wealth is taxed. All of a sudden, they're going to be like, oh, deficit's not bad. It's not socialism. No. That, if it was good enough for Eisenhower, it was good enough for Kennedy, it was good enough for Nixon, it was good enough for Carter, it could be good enough again. That was a pretty good wide range of politicians you had that all endorsed that 80% tax rate. I think it was actually closer to 90% tax rate. Until Reagan got into office, so. Minnesota Timberwolves star, this is a story that was out yesterday, but I wanted to mention it. Karl Anthony Towns has become the latest public face of the fight against the coronavirus after revealing with an emotional video late Tuesday night that his mother has been hospitalized for the past week, is dealing with the health complications of COVID-19. Towns did not say In the video where there is mother, Jacqueline Cruz, had been diagnosed with the virus, but the Timberwolves confirmed to ESPN's Malika Andrews on Wednesday that Cruz has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Towns said his mother is in a medically induced coma and had to be put on a ventilator. A very, obviously, a very sad story, and all our best to Carl Anthony Towns there as he, you know, that's the story you're hearing from a lot of people. You're hearing stories about this from a lot of people, is that, you know, they've got a family member who's in ICU and they can't even go see them. And they know that it might not, it might end up being that might be it. But 16 companies in Wisconsin have been sent cease and desist letters from the state's Consumer Protection Agency for allegedly gouging prices on everything from toilet paper to surgical masks, cleaning wipes to limes. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection said Wednesday that it sent letters to companies including Menards, Walgreens, Walmart, Ace Hardware, and as well. A letter also went to N95Sales.com for allegedly price gouging for N95 masks as well on that. Most of these are in Milwaukee here. There's one in Stevens Point, Racine. Nothing so far. St. Croix Falls, Marketplace Foods in St. Croix Falls for toilet paper. That's a little closer to us in the metro area here. But no, they most of the stuff is over in the Milwaukee area. But that's, you know, yeah. As much as you heard me kind of bash on the guy trying to buy the six, you know, rolls of toilet paper. Trust me, that guy is not a problem when you look at these people. This is truly horrible. Price gouging is it is a crime in Minnesota. I think it needs to be more of a crime in Wisconsin, clearly. Let's go to Al, is in Bram. Al, welcome on into the show.
Hello.
Hey. Welcome on in, sir. What can I do for you today?
Well, I've been listening to you for a long time, and just wanted to comment on a few policies that the University of Minnesota has enacted.
Okay.
With the coronavirus, we've sent all our custodians home, or 90% of them, so there's no army of guys cleaning and disinfecting things.
But there's not many people at the University of Minnesota, period, are there?
Oh, all the tradesmen and all the mechanics and all the maintenance people are still working.
Okay.
So that's another thing. The university pays, and I've heard of other outfits, they pay them $2 an hour extra as like a hazardous pay or something. And it's adopted that policy.
Well, and Al,
for the trade.
And Al, I appreciate the phone call. I'm a radio broadcaster. I am. Eric, you see me here every day. I get done with the show. I'm not hired as janitorial staff, but I wipe down this entire studio, correct?
Correct.
All right, I wipe off the computer. I put on new, you know, these earphone covers, mic covers. We wipe down everything. I understand it's not convenient, but I think in our day and age, you know, that, and I understand trade people, it's a hard job. You're doing a lot of things. I get it. You know, emptying a trash can might not be, you know, your pay grade, but, you know, I think we have to kind of get past what our comfort levels are for the near being until we can figure out where the heck we're at. Because you know what? There are going to be people, I guarantee you, people at the University of Minnesota, cleaning crews and stuff like that, there are people that are sick there. I mean, if we are going to start demanding these people get back in there so they can empty some trash cans and potentially get everyone sick, I don't know if that's the right policy. But, well, anyway, we'll take a break. When we come on back, we're running late. Cliff Schechter joins us when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Brett from FYI Politics for Zero Res. They know nothing is more important than your health during these stressful times. For years, Zero Res has committed to providing safe cleaning solutions for you. It's why their cleaning process has achieved the highest ratings in independent laboratory tests. They understand cleaning is part of preventing and will always follow CDC guidelines. Right now, you can get three-room Zero Res clean starting at only $129, plus an additional 10% off when you clean both your carpets and your air ducts. But you have to mention AM 950 when you call 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. I've been telling you about Snap Construction, the company AM 950 trusts for all roofing and siding needs. Now that spring is here and summer is around the corner, now is a great time to find out why AM 950 trusts Snap Construction. Ryan, the owner, and his team at Snap Construction have been great to work with, and they have enjoyed working with our listeners.
Hi, this is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners at AM 950. What a great group of people and a great radio station. I personally want to thank all the listeners that we've had the opportunity to work with. At Snap Construction, we look forward to working with many more of you when it comes to your roofing, siding, windows, and insulation. Don't just take Chad's word for it. Google Snap Construction, arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the Twin Cities Metro. We led this community with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate. Call today, 612-333-SNAP, 612-333-SNAP, or visit us online, snapconstruction.com.
Zero Res has proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. This month, you can get three-room Zero Res clean starting at only $129 and take $50 off your air duct cleaning. Plus, they'll always follow CDC guidelines when cleaning your home. That's 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Minuteman Press Uptown is still open. It's printing everything. But they are taking some extra precautions. You can order by phone or online and do curbside pickup. Plus, they can help restaurants staying open with direct mail and geofencing. That's Minuteman Press Uptown.
AM 950. The progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. EatLocalMinnesota.com. Reminder what we've been talking about. A lot of the restaurants are closed down right now, but many restaurants, including some of the ones at EatLocalMinnesota.com, are offering a curbside pickup, a takeout menu. The ones we know of for sure right now are Nightingale Cafe Latte, Great Wall, as well as also Park Tavern. Stop on by these great businesses because they need this takeout business. I mean, they're trying to survive just like everyone else is. And so if you can at all stop on by and help out these businesses, that would be a wonderful thing. So please do. And once again, it's eatlocalminnesota.com, eatlocalminnesota.com. Cliff Schechter is kind enough to join us today. Sequestered, are you in Cincinnati? Sequestered in Cincinnati?
That should be the name of a movie. It's like Sleepless in Seattle.
Sequestered. Sounds more like a crime.
Yeah,
sounds more like a crime movie. Sequestered in Cincinnati.
It's true. It's like Escape from New York. I'm not making fun of my own town now. Yes, I am. It could be worse. Knock on wood. So far, the whole family's healthy, and maybe a little cabin fever, stir crazy, but. We're luckier than some, you know. When I lived in bigger cities and didn't have a backyard, that was tougher. At least now, I just was out for about 45 minutes kicking the soccer ball around with my younger guy, mm-hmm. We can take walks, and there were the one or two places where they, like the coffee shop near here, a few blocks away, where they wear they wear gloves and only allow three people inside at a time and are careful as hell. And so we go there, we do our things, but. I feel terrible for everybody out there, obviously, who's been stricken by this and the stories I'm seeing out of places like New Orleans and Detroit and Queens are just, what can I say? It's incredibly upsetting, and I just hope the best for everyone.
I like to try to, when I talk to someone who's in a different part of the country, get an idea of what things are like there. How are your stores? Are they empty? Are they fairly well stocked? How is that element going for you guys?
Well, we've got the similar runs. On sort of the hand sanitizer and toilet paper, which doesn't make nearly as much sense as the hand sanitizer, but seems like that's a thing that people just get scared they'll lose. So we've got some of that stuff going on too. And especially right when this stuff kicked off and the kind of panic started, I'd say about 2 weeks ago, we're the headquarters of Kroger is in this town. So we certainly don't lack for our supermarkets. But no doubt, like the early on, some of the shelves were cleared out. Now they've really restocked and kind of caught up in a good way. And in terms of general stores, we have a shelter in place order, and we have now for about 5 days. And we were one of the first cities or states. In fact, I think we were the first state, and I will give credit to our Republican governor, Mike DeWine, who I normally dislike very much on most issues, for following the science, hiring somebody as his health director when he took over here, which didn't mean anything to me at the time, but now, who is, nonpartisan and has followed the science on all of this, the opposite of what's going on with Trump, for example. And so you know, a lot of the store, if you're not an essential store, you're closed. I mean, you know, that's where we are right now. But supermarkets, things like that seem okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, all my best to you, your wife, your kids. We'll get through this together. And I think we're now instigating stay at home starting Friday night in Minnesota. Although our cases, we apparently are the social distancing capital of the U.S. We are apparently.
You guys just don't like each other very much.
Well, no, we're friendly enough. I mean, I could go with the standard Scandinavian heritage thing about, yeah, we like just to wave at each other across the street. But no, it's they've used GPS testing, but still here. We've been better than a lot of other states, but it's a fairly sobering realization that we're still going to look at about 60,000 people being hospitalized in Minnesota through the entire run of this, and probably 15,000 people total needing ICU units. It is Ohio. You've got Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus. You've got a lot of other larger cities there. ICU units there. Are you guys looking okay in Ohio?
As far as I know so far, and we're friendly with we haven't seen anybody in a while, but obviously in social media, keep in touch and calling whenever we're friends with some doctors. We have one of the best children's hospitals in the country here that recruit some of the best doctors, and there's some other very good hospitals. Obviously, a lot of people probably heard of the Cleveland Clinic up in Cleveland, which is a world famous. So you're exactly right about that. And again, I can only say what I know, which is my wife's cousin's a doctor up in Cleveland, and we know people down here. And so far, again, I will give credit where credit is due. I do not care your party. I care your intelligence on this. DeWine, by taking such decisive action, and Amy Acton, her name should be famous, Dr. Amy Acton, our head of our health department, I guess, for doing this early on, it really seems like we have not been hit with what has hit a lot of other states around us. I mean, I think the best example, you could draw in terms of a comparison is Michigan, sadly. Who did not move as quickly as we did, and I'm now reading stories about Detroit that are deeply upsetting, and as well as other parts of the state. I'm so used to being on the other side of that divide because we're so much more of a red state. We tend, than Michigan is. We tend to usually do things in a much stupider way, for lack of a better term. But on this one, we moved quicker, and knock on wood, we're also lucky in that where I'm located in Cincinnati. I don't expect everybody to know the geography of the area perfectly. Right across the Ohio River from us to the south is Kentucky. And Andy Beshear also acted very quickly on this, the governor of Kentucky, a Democrat, and did a terrific job. So in a lot of ways, being in Ohio and we're in Kentucky, that may have been two of the five states or so to act quickest, has really – we're lucky in a way that we aren't always when it comes to smart scientific policy.
Cliff Schechter joining us right now talking coronavirus. I just got this notice. I'm checking to see if this is right. We passed now China. We have now more cases in the United States than any other country as far as coronavirus, 81,999. You can't even say, well, that's because our country is so populous. I mean, China is a far more populous country than us.
China's got about four times, I think, our population. Something like that.
And everyone keeps saying this is the tip of the iceberg, that this is indeed going to get worse because regardless of how things are going in Ohio or Minnesota, we have, our idiot cousins in Florida and Mississippi and other states who basically seem determined to try to give this to as many people as possible. We have not seen anything like this in our lifetimes. I mean, we are talking as far as, challenges to the United States. This is going to be on par with the greatest struggles we've ever had as a country.
I mean, it seems that would be exactly the case. The podcast that I host that I know you're familiar with, Unprecedented, we had Joseph Stiglitz on yesterday, the Nobel Prize winning economist. And he predicted what came out today. I don't think he had any information, but he was like, you are going to see an enormous surge that will break all records in jobless claims. And I think in the end, what was it, 3.2 million? It broke a record. It was four times higher than our record in our history. We're in a situation where it has nothing to do with, supply, demand, and the rest. It's the fact that people cannot go out and get the things they would like to get. They cannot go to the places. So, Yeah, I mean, this is not my area of expertise, economics. But if anything Joe Stiglitz was saying and everything I'm reading and everything I'm seeing, up there with World War II and the Depression and everything else we've dealt with, the Great Recession a decade ago. But again, this is an important reminder. I refuse to because I will give credit to Republicans like Mike DeWine all day long, but I also will refuse to not put blame where it lies. And I don't care, if people think that makes me a partisan for some reason. The Republican Party produced Donald Trump. The Republican Party thought it was okay to have this know-nothing con man ignoramus become president of our country. And there's simply no doubt about the fact that we are right now where we are because of him. January and February, we had intelligence reports that were very clear that this was coming, that this was a national security challenge. And this person who literally couldn't care less about anything but his fame and his money and whatever, who somehow, 60-something million people thought was worthy of being president of the United States. He can't plan for anything that's beyond 5 minutes later. He can't care about anything that's out of the scope of his personal interest. And that's why we are where we are. He didn't invent coronavirus. But as you've pointed out, we started having early cases around the same time as South Korea. South Korea, within a week, I think, or so, maybe 2 weeks, had drive-through testing. We still can't get most of our people tested. They literally nipped this thing in the bud. They cut it off at the very beginning, found out who were the people that were infected, and then traced back who they had been around, who they'd spoken to, family, friends, strangers, where they had been. This is why they got control of it. We had this complete idiot running our country who couldn't care less and is now trying to exacerbate it by telling people to go to church for Easter and go back to work. And so you're right. Some states are doing great, like Ohio and Kentucky and certain other ones. But in other states, it's really up to local leaders because our federal government will not act because we literally have an absentee president. Well, what he does is open his mouth and make things worse.
Well, and when you bring that point up, let's go to Mississippi, where the local leaders were making the decision. The state refused to because they wanted to basically their policy wanted to echo Trump's. And so local leaders were closing down stores. Well, in Mississippi, the governor just passed an executive order that basically said no local ordinance can supersede his. Henceforth, everything has to stay open in these states. And it's and Mississippi is a state with, third of the population of Minnesota, and they already have 500 cases of coronavirus, where we only are at 350 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the rest of Minnesota. Yep. And I think there's this feeling they have to validate him.
This to me is a time for when if I owned anything, I would shut it down. I would refuse, whatever the consequences were. Mm-hmm. There's following the law, moral just, and the rest, and there's killing people because of an absolute, I'd like to use stronger language, but I won't because I know that you'll get in trouble. Idiot who runs the state of Mississippi goes forth and could not care less about the damage done to his people because he's clearly not worthy of the office he holds. And, if you want to believe for a second, it doesn't have a lot to do with the fact that 37% of that state is African American and you've still got whites suppressing African American votes who couldn't give a damn about the large minority population in that state. They're going to get a lot of people killed. That's really just the most honest way of putting it. And you're right. It's going to affect the rest of us. The best way that we can handle this and that we're going to have to handle this, I guess, from everything that I've read and understand, is that places like where you are and I am, who are smart, we're going to end up having to send resources in terms of machinery and medical workers and others to places where there are idiots in charge because they're going to be overrun, whereas we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and that is what's going to stamp out, at least for the most part, the spread locally. Mm-hmm. But it's going to spread like wildfire in Mississippi and in Florida and already has in Georgia because of their idiot governor. And, someone did a comparison of when we elected this terrific governor, a Democrat, Kansas, and she acted probably as quickly as DeWine did, if anybody else did. And so Kansas has completely been ahead of the curve and shutting stuff down. Meanwhile, next door, the moronic Republican governor in Missouri has done nothing. So you can expect that Missouri is going to become one of the worst hit places. Literally, it reminds me of Medicaid. Like, you benefit or suffer based purely upon the state you live in, which is not always up to you, especially if you're impoverished. It's just where you were born.
Yeah. Your phone, by the way, cutting in out a little bit there.
Cliff. Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go. Cliff Schechter, kind enough to join us. And one of the things I want to bring up, though, is that we can point out that Trump is a problem. But we also have to – okay, we had 3.3 million people go on unemployment this week. And we clearly – and many of those people are never going to go back to the job they had prior to this because the businesses are going to close. The way that this money is going to get distributed, it's not going to be fast enough for many of these businesses. And yet you have the stock market going up. There almost is this – you know, this, you know, delusional mentality at the top in this country that get these people back to work. We don't care if they're going to die. Give us the money. Throw as much taxpayer dollars at us. We'll just keep ourselves afloat. I don't know where they think their lifeboat is going to go, but they definitely, that's what they definitely feel is going to be the case. But needless to say, it is a. There is.
Remember the $1.3 trillion stimulus that they gave Obama, and that they considered that like just the most ridiculous thing. How dare you ask for that much money? Yeah. Now they pass a $2 trillion one with no problem because again, deficits only matter when it's Democrats who are president. They don't want to spend the money and give. I mean, it's these people are the biggest hypocrites, you know. But you already knew that.
I think that this is we're going to have to shake up the a little bit of the class system itself here, because I think this idea that the 75-80% of us only exist to make sure that the top 5% are the most comfortable as possible, I just don't think that that is a model that's going to be sustainable, especially when we have pandemics and stuff.
Well, I don't think it's a model sustainable in any society anyhow for the long term. I mean, this just exacerbates that.
This just exposes it, yeah.
But I mean, we realized this 100 years ago, you know, and it was after a time of also pandemic and war and depression where, you know, we created the strongest middle class in the history of the world and had a top tax rate for people that reached as high under Eisenhower as 91% and, you know, funded these great, huge, amazing projects you could still go visit, like the Hoover Dam and these incredible things where we can't even fix a bridge at this point falling apart because our government refuses to. And I mean, we literally need to stamp out, you know, when you see people, a classic example of someone like Rand Paul going and just not telling his staff that he may have been exposed, not telling other senators, just going and hanging around them. That is the ideology that has been in control, has been sort of the id of the Republican Party since Reagan, which is this sort of childish, infantile, I'm on the playground. No, I'm not going to get off the swings just because I've been on here 20 minutes and you've been waiting. The hell with you. And that's kind of their and that's how they feel about taxes. They've lost all trace of the fact that of the common good of what this country was founded upon, which is for the security of our country, for the stability and the prosperity of our country, we all make certain sacrifices, paying reasonable taxes being one of them. And, you know, if we can head back to the society we were before that ideology captured the Republican Party and has gotten worse and worse and worse over the last 30, 40 years with each new generation, then maybe we can get back to that, because you're right. You know, no, and we can't be a society that just benefits a few percent of the people. We just can't. Mm-hmm. It'll never last.
I mean, when you look at that budget deficit we have, I mean, the vast majority of those trillions and trillions of dollars have all gone to the wealthiest people, and it hasn't helped. And so I think we definitely need to revisit this. Cliff, Unprecedented is the podcast. Stay safe, my friend. We will check in with you hopefully in a few weeks, and hopefully everything stays good for you, okay?
You too, buddy. Stay safe, healthy, in regards to the family, my friend.
Thank you. Cliff Schechter, kind enough to join us. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
If you're looking to save money on your home or building improvement project, check out Better Futures Minnesota's reuse retail warehouse in South Minneapolis. We carry salvaged building materials such as cabinetry, flooring, plumbing fixtures, appliances, lighting, and more, saving you money and saving the planet by keeping these items out of the landfill, by giving them another life. Selections change daily, and we also take donations. Go to betterfuturesminnesota.com and look under Reuse Warehouse to learn more. Let us know AM 950 sent you.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Rudy Luther Toyota is caught up in the coronavirus just like the rest of us, but they also understand many people still need their vehicle running smoothly. Rudy Luther Toyota has their service department open for business, but don't worry. They have the social distancing requirement down. They're working with a reduced staff who are constantly sanitizing and cleaning all touch points as they go. Feel free to use the outside vehicle drop-off, and you can pay remotely to limit exposure. And, of course, you get Rudy Luther's top-notch guaranteed service. We'll get through this together. For social distancing with a smile, it's Rudy Luther Toyota on 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
In response to COVID-19, Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is working to be safe and healthy for our customers and employees. We enable and require our employees to stay home if they are sick. We are closing our showroom temporarily, but we are answering our phone calls and emails. We can do a lot remotely and electronically. Email us your pictures, sketches, and plans of your project. We will listen to your ideas and make suggestions. We can explain which products will work and price them. We are doing installation and service cost estimating and scheduling. Visit us online at woodlandstoves.com, give us a call, or email us at info@woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I did want to mention very quickly the non-pandemic news yesterday. A full review of the Dakota Access Pipeline has been ordered by a judge nearly 4 years after the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe sued the agency over the project. Once again, they jammed this through, said the Native Americans did not have any rights, which the last I checked, the treaties are the one thing that supersedes the Constitution. So henceforth, they have a ton of rights. It just is. It was the latest example of the desecration of any kind of treaties that we've had and any kind of agreements we had with the Native Americans. Well, a judge basically said enough's enough. You need to do a full environmental review, which has put that project in its, you know, halted it in its tracks, which is good news. I'll post the story from Blues Temporary coming up here. And let's get it. Why not? We'll leave you with some music here. Once again, Waterboys once again today. Have a good one. Try to stay safe. Try to stay sane. Get out. Try to enjoy the nicer temperatures and the sunshine. We are back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.